Hello, and welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. Today, we're going to continue our discussion on grace. And in the last post, I mentioned that the word grace in the Greek was charis, or charisma, which means spiritual gift. The word grace is used throughout the New Testament and speaks to the character and the nature of God. You see, God is a gift-giving God. James 1:17 says the following, "Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights." Now, as Christians, we believe in one God, but in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, this concept of the Trinity, it's a difficult spiritual concept. Matter of fact, it may be impossible to fully understand it. Therefore, we're called to accept it by faith. But a natural but simplistic view would be that, like a person like myself, I'm a father, I am a husband, and I am a son at the same time. I'm not three persons, but I am one. So what we see in the scriptures is that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit share the same nature. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all givers of gifts or givers of grace. Now, Father God gave us the Son in Jesus. The Son, Jesus, gave us the Holy Spirit and also ministry gifts to the church. And the Holy Spirit gave spiritual gifts to believers. Now, let's examine in more detail the gift of grace of the Father today. Now, you may recall in the account in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, which is found in Genesis 2 and 3. Before they sinned, they lived in a state of innocence in relationship with God. They walked with Him. They fellowship with Him. But when they were deceived by Satan and they disobeyed God by eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, this became the defining moment for sin. So sin is defined simply as not believing in God. In essence, disobeying what He has said. At that moment of disobedience, sin entered the world, and mankind would now be separated or estranged from the Father by sin. Yet because of the love of the Father for His creation, we find that in the very beginning, in Genesis, that He promised to curse Satan, and He makes a very special promise to all of mankind. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, it says the following. "The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you've done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity or hostility between you and the woman, between your seed or offspring and her seed, offspring or the Messiah.'" And then it goes on to say, "He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This singular verse in the beginning, and that's what Genesis means, in the beginning, holds the hope for all of mankind. Verse 15 again. Father God is speaking to the serpent, that's Satan, and He addresses His offspring as seed. Now, I want you to notice that there's a lowercase s in the word seed. "His head will be bruised, crushed, or destroyed." In other words, Satan's end is coming. Whereas the capitalized seed represents the Messiah, the Christ, or Jesus. He will be the seed or the offspring of a woman, indicating a human or incarnate in the flesh. And it says that His heel will be bruised or crushed, or of course represents Jesus' heel being bruised on the cross of Calvary. See, God the Father promised the gift, grace, and that gift was in the person of Jesus Christ, who would come to restore the relationship between the Father and His creation, or mankind. Jesus would do this by hanging on the cross, dying, and of course rising again, but all of this so that our sins might be forgiven. Another gift of grace of the Father we find in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Now, Father God makes a promise of a new covenant of grace, which will replace the old covenant of the law, in which He says, "I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more." In the New Testament, Father God fulfills the promise of the greatest gift of grace of all, and that is he sent Jesus, his Son, to die for us that we might receive that forgiveness of our iniquity and that our sins would be remembered no more so that we could be restored in our relationship to the Father. In the classic verse, John 3:16, he states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Have you received this great gift of Jesus Christ from the Father? Let me say this to you. There's no better time than right now. Next time we get together, we're going to look at Jesus being the gift and the gift that he brings, and then following that, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So until then, may God richly bless your life. May God reveal himself to you so that you would know him in a personal way. In any case, be blessed. Thank you.